Welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, today I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 28th of September 1599, Queen Elizabeth I's favourite, Robert Devereux, 2nd Earl of Essex, strode into the Queen's bedchamber unannounced and saw her without her makeup or wig, without her mask of youth. Essex had been confirmed as Lord Lieutenant of Ireland on the 30th of December 1598 and had left England on the 27th of March 1599, arriving in Dublin on the 14th of April. His campaign against the Irish was unsuccessful. Essex had assumed that he'd be able to defeat the Earl of Tyrone and his men quickly. But as things dragged on, he became disillusioned with the situation. Exhaustion, disillusionment, and a fear that his enemies at court were undermining him and influencing the Queen against him led to him giving up on the Irish situation, making a truce with the Irish rebel leader against the Queen's wishes, and returning to England without the Queen's permission. This amounted to desertion and disobedience, something which Queen Elizabeth I could not and would not tolerate. Devereux rushed back to court at Nonsuch Palace to offer an explanation, but ended up making things worse when he strode into the Queen's bedchamber unannounced while she was getting ready. A contemporary account cited in Thomas Birch's 18th century work, Memoirs of the Reign of Queen Elizabeth, tells us that his lordship lighted at the court gate about 10 in the morning and made all haste up to the presence and so to the privy chamber, and did not stop till he came to the Queen's bedchamber, where he found Her Majesty newly up and the hair about her face. He kneeled to her and kissed her hands and had private speech with her, which seemed to give him great contentment. For coming from her to go to shift himself in his chamber, he was very pleasant and thanked God that though he had suffered much trouble and storms abroad, he found a sweet calm at home. However, it was much wondered at in the court that he went so boldly to Her Majesty's presence, she not being ready, and he so full of dirt and mire that his very face was full of it. He had two further meetings with the Queen, and in the final one, Elizabeth pressed him to explain himself. Essex's biographer, Paul E.J. Hammer, writes that this was the last time the Queen saw her favourite. The next day, the 29th of September, Essex was interrogated before the Queen's Council for around 5 hours, and the Council concluded that his truce with the Irish rebels was indefensible and that his return to England was a desertion of duty. Essex was then put under house arrest at York House. In June 1600, Essex appeared before a special court and was punished by being deprived of his public office and being confined to his home. However, in August, he was granted his freedom, although his sweet wines monopoly, his one source of income, was not renewed. He may well have wormed his way back into the Queen's affections if he'd apologised and appealed to the Queen for mercy. After all, she had a soft spot for him and was used to his impulsive behaviour. But Essex made the fatal mistake of trying to enlist the support of the Scottish King, King James VI, against Cecil's faction at court and planning a coup for March 1601 to seize control of the court, the Tower of London and the city, and then to remove his enemies from power. When on the 7th of February, Essex received a message from the Queen that he was to present himself before her council, he decided to move things forward and summoned 300 followers, telling them that Cecil and Raleigh were planning to assassinate him and that the rising should, therefore, take place the next day instead of in March. On the 8th of February 1601, Essex, his supporters and 200 soldiers gathered at Essex House. Essex then marched into the city crying, "For the Queen, for the Queen! The crown of England is sold to the Spaniard. A plot is laid for my life." But London citizens remained indoors instead of joining him on his march. As his supporters deserted him, Essex was forced to give up and return home, where he surrendered after Lord Admiral Nottingham threatened to blow up his house if he didn't give himself up. He was tried for high treason on the 19th of February 1601 and condemned to death. He was executed on the 25th of February 1601 on Tower Green. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 28th of September 1553, 37-year-old Queen Mary I, daughter of King Henry VIII and his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, travelled in a decorated barge to the Tower of London. She was accompanied by her half-sister Elizabeth, daughter of King Henry VIII and his second wife, Anne Boleyn. Mary was going to the Tower to prepare for her coronation, which was scheduled for the 1st of October 1553. You can find out more in last year's video. You'll find a link to that in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.